Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, you know what's not waiting? More snow.
Oh, come on.
It's on the way.
I hate it.
I mean, happy Monday,
oh,
right?
My gosh.
Okay. So the good news is, though, that your morning commute should be kind of dry.
Yeah.
It's not going to really start until about 9 o'clock this morning. It's going to change over to rain in Philadelphia like early this afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of snow in the city. Possibly up to 5 north and west of the city, and then it's going to change over to rain there later this afternoon.
It's going to be like a slushy mess. I don't think it's going to be anything like, this is just my opinion, anything like we dealt with on Friday, or I'm sorry, Thursday morning. That commute
home for us,
was horrible.
Yeah.
We're just over the snow. But we do have a lot of cool things you guys can win from us this morning. Check this out. First of all, 7 o'clock, your chance to win $500, courtesy of the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Cool.
It's very exciting. 7:30, we beat the bee, $50 to Grand Cafe L'Aquila. L'Aquila. Am I saying it properly? L'Aquila. $50 for beat the bee. I think we're going to do Famous George's today in honor of George Washington's birthday, which is today. 8:15, don't forget, $606 for the IQ. All that money could be yours if you answer correctly. And of course, we're going to hop on over to our Facebook live video right now. Jen and myself are at Be Up Club. Join us if you can, if it's safe to do so, on our page at B101 Philly. Well,
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, less than 3 hours from now is when our next round of snowfall is expected to start. So 2 to 5 inches north and west of the city, 1 to 2 in Philadelphia. So don't forget, you can always, you know, get the latest. We always tell you this by checking in with our sister station. All you have to do is type in kywnewsradio.com. The good news is, though, you should have dry roads for your commute this morning. But if you do stop to fill up, like I did, the price of gas, I was like, what is going on? It might shock you.
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned it's gone up on average 14 cents per gallon over the last 2 weeks alone. So it was $2.91, because I got gas this morning, too. It was $2.91 at my Wawa this morning, which is, by the way, the average in Pennsylvania right now, $2.91 a gallon. Now, what happened to that lovely $2.65 price?
$2.65 for like the entire pandemic.
I know.
A full year.
Yep. New Jersey's average $2.77, which is, you know, kind of shocking too, because Jersey, it's usually a lot lower than that.
Yeah.
In Delaware, it's a very nice low $2.58 per gallon. Delaware is where it's at. You got no taxes, cheap gas. You can go to Total Wine and Spirits without looking over your shoulder.
Looking over your shoulder.
That's right. Worried about getting pulled over because you have Pennsylvania license plates.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Delaware, where it's at. But anyway, I hope you enjoy your commute in this morning. We are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know where I might want to move to someday? Lake Tahoe. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys watch any of that Flyers game last night? That place is beautiful.
Stunning. Stunning place of the part of the country.
Gritty loved it, too. One of the reasons I watched it, I don't know if you saw all the videos that Gritty did promoting it on Twitter over the weekend, but I'm like, this is cool. I mean, he was snowboarding. There was one picture, I don't know how they photoshopped this, but he was wrestling with Tessie, Tahoe Tessie. I didn't even know about that. We've got Chessie, what, in the Chesapeake Bay. We've got, of course, a Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. And Tessie, do you believe in any of these creatures, these legendary creatures? Anything like that?
Well, I do.
What? You, which one? What do you?
Well, all of them. I believe in Bigfoot.
In Bigfoot.
If science has proven that dinosaurs existed, which they did, and there was 9-ton T-Rexes roaming the planet at one time, it's not so hard to believe that there is a creature or two still lingering about in this world. Am I right?
Well, I agree. And the Loch Ness Monster.
There you go.
I've actually been on Loch Ness. Mm-hmm. I have been on a boat where they search for him, and they have like the solar reading at the bottom of the boat looking for the heat.
Now, did you ask people when you were over there, like people, like do they believe that there's Nessie there?
I didn't ask them, but there's so much of it in terms of the tourist shops that why not?
Just go with it.
Go with it.
It's like Roswell, New Mexico. They totally capitalize on the whole alien visit thing, which I believe as well.
I do, too. I do.
I believe in it all. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And Kelly Clarkson wants to help you feel good this February, despite the snow that is on the way. Yeah, it is going to arrive around 9 o'clock this morning. But before then, we've got your chance to win $500 in just a few minutes at 7 o'clock from The Kelly Clarkson Show, which you can watch weekdays, NBC 10 at 2 p.m.
Yep. We're going to ask you a very easy question about our show, and then the first person who calls in with the right answer wins that money. It's that easy, so good luck. Make sure you're listening at 7 a.m. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe L'Aquila, courtesy of the Center City District. And this morning, we're playing with Marge from Andorra. She was caller number 10.
All right, Marge, it is five questions for Jen this morning. The category is Famous Georges. In honor of George Washington's birthday, you can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right, you're going to win. So, Marge, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question one, Jen. Former heavyweight champ George Foreman, famous for his Foreman grills. Which sitcom character burned his foot after stepping on a Foreman grill? Was it Michael Scott from The Office or Phil Dunphy from Modern Family? Marge, will she know that?
Yes.
What do you think?
Modern Family. Phil Dunphy.
No, it is Michael Scott. He loved the smell of bacon, so he would make bacon in his Foreman grill.
I just don't remember that episode,
oh,
Marge.
God,
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Plenty of chances to win, Marge, okay?
That's all right. I didn't know it either.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's stick with the sitcom thing here, okay? Of course, Seinfeld's George Costanza, famous sitcom character. Now, George worked for another George on the show. Can you name that George? Marge, will she know that?
Yes.
You say yes. Now, can you name that George?
That's a great question, Bill. I know that he was with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So I think he was the owner of the Yankees. George, it's something like Steinbrenner,
but close enough. Good job.
Thank you. Yes.
Good job. You got that one correct. By the way, Larry David played George Steinbrenner on the show.
He did?
Yeah, that's right. You never saw his face. You just heard his voice.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, good job, Marge. You're on the board. Let's keep it going. All right. Question three, Jen.
Yep.
Around 2013, 2014, Boy George publicly admonished what Philadelphia radio DJ for filming one of his live shows after fans were specifically told not to do that? This DJ broke the rules. Now, Marge, will she know that?
She's laughing, so yes, I'm going to say
all right,
yes.
Now, which DJ?
Marge,
please
Marge,
tell everyone.
I inadvertently broke the rules. I didn't know my flash was on. It was me, Marge.
Listen, for a person who pays attention to detail, that's one that you missed that night.
One more, Marge.
All right, Marge, good job. You're just one win away, one question away. Here we go. Jen, George Lucas imagined Star Wars.
Yes.
George R.R. Martin imagined Game of Thrones. But which George is richer? Marge, will she know that? Who is richer?
I think it's going to be a 50-50 guess for her, so I'm going to say yes.
Oh, okay. When in doubt, Ben or Jen?
It's got to be George Lucas.
It is George Lucas by a lot, by the way. Yeah. $7.2 billion versus about $200 million
for
George R.R. Martin. But good job. You bet correctly, and you won, Marge.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe L'Aquila, courtesy of the Center City District.
That's very nice.
Really good take out there. Enjoy. And Marge, hang on 1 minute, okay? We'll get your info and be safe in the snow. It's on the way.
I will. You too.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, it's been a little while. It is time right now to get up to date with producer Nate. Good morning.
Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, guys. Now, how you doing?
Good. Now, with all the snow, we missed out on getting the update for Valentine's Day from you. Now, first off, are you still together?
No. Oh.
Out of the gate, we want to know, are you still together? You and the girlfriend.
Yes, I didn't mess up that bad.
Right.
She wasn't too angry with me putting all of our dirty laundry on air. So that was a positive. But absolutely, we are super happy. We actually had a great time.
Did you pick any of these suggestions from listeners? What'd you do?
Yeah, so actually I put a couple of them together. So I remember, Jen, you talked about candles and rose petals yes. on the table for dinner and stuff like that. So I used that as part of the display for my gift.
Oh, actually. Nice. Very nice.
And then at the end of the table was her gift. A lot of people said write my own card, but mm-hmm. what I ended up doing is taking one of her favorite quotes from Wuthering Heights, which is one of her favorite books, and I got it made into a graphic for her. And I got a nice little frame from Amazon and put that all together for her at nice. The end. And she absolutely loved it. In all honesty, she actually cried. She was so happy for that.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
And Bill, she reads books. This is a well-educated young lady. This.
You struck gold.
Can you say Wuthering Heights, Bill?
Wuthering Heights. Well, wonderful. Now, what did you get the other girlfriend?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Hey, you always have to have a backup plan.
And people on the Be Up Club wanted to know if you got engaged.
No. Okay. No, we did not get engaged. We're still a little bit too early for that.
Right.
We're only 6 months in.
Yeah.
On the Be Up Club, I said 2023, you'll get engaged. That's my prediction. Oh.
And I thought Donna Weaver, your mother, would have a heart attack.
That's right.
Hearing that.
But here's the thing. I almost had a heart attack this morning when I went out and saw my car. For some reason, somebody decided to egg it. This is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me.
Weird.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I was actually at my girlfriend's last night. So, like, I live in the city, but this happened in the suburbs.
Well, did you park in someone else's driveway? Were you blocking someone? I mean.
Yeah. Were you taking somebody's snow spot?
Did you move the chair?
No. No, I was parked in the same exact spot that I park every single time. There's never any cars parked on the street except for me in her neighborhood. And yeah, I walked out this morning and there's just egg yolks and eggshells all over the side of my car.
Well, I hope it wasn't some jealous ex-boyfriend. You know what I mean?
I hope not either. I didn't even think about that one.
I hate to plant that seed, but I watch a lot of Netflix true crime stories. Nate's caught in a love triangle. An egg love triangle.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was just their way of saying, get out of that spot because the plows will need to get through later.
I'd rather a nice handwritten, maybe strongly worded note. Please don't make me go wash my car.
I'm really sorry that happened.
That stinks,
Nate.
Like, who eggs cars anymore?
I haven't done that since I was, like, 14 years old
honestly.
On mischief night.
Yeah.
After you get your car clean today, be careful. You know, we do have the snow on the way, so.
I will. It's gotten pretty icy around here. I live on a bunch of hills, and I'm going to try and stay home as much as I can during all of this snow. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Yeah. And 55 degrees on Wednesday.
That's right.
We'll
something to look forward to. Make sure you get the egg off by that time, all right?
Yeah, I'll try.
Good talking to you, Producer Nate.
Thanks, guys. I miss you guys, and have a great rest of your show.
All right. Certainly will be great for someone out there if they can win $606 this morning. That's the prize for the IQ jackpot. It's going to happen at 8:15. Make sure you are listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
A whole lot of money you can win for a Monday morning. $606 for the IQ. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. What is your guess?
Confidence.
Well, how confident are you in your guess?
70%.
70%.
That's good. I like your confidence. But unfortunately, it is not confidence. That is not
confidence.
Oh,
bummer.
But good try.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$606 for the IQ this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Donna, good morning. What do you think the answer is?
Hi. I would say starting a family.
It's funny how fast baby fever can spread once one friend starts the family. Right,
yeah,
Donna?
Correct.
Yeah. I think Jen started a lot of other families by having your kids so young. I just think you were an inspiration.
So young.
How old were you? Like 20?
I was 29 when
my
first baby.
A baby.
But it's not the answer. I'm sorry. It's not starting a family.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
I could swear you were pregnant at 24.
Oh, stop. I got married at 24.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking of. All right. Barb, surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What's your answer?
Having husbands who are handy.
Oh,
now, Jen.
That is such a great guess. My husband is not handy. Mm-hmm. He's not even coordinated.
No, I've seen him break a snowblower on the internet.
Every year.
Oh, every year he breaks a snowblower. It's
so
incredible.
Funny. Well, is your husband handy, Barb?
No.
No, so you're in the same boat.
Not at all.
And our boat keeps sinking because the husband can't fix it.
That's right. Having a handy hubby is certainly something very valuable to have inside the home, but not what we're looking for, Barb.
Have a good day.
Charlie, how about you? What is your guess?
How about her friend's fitness? You know, how good a shape she's in.
Like the waistline? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the waistline or figure, a woman's figure.
You want to give a hint, a little clue here?
Charlie just kind of got me thinking, and we're up to $606. Mm-hmm. It's probably time for a hint. Charlie, I'm sorry, that is not the right answer. However, it is the size of something.
The size of something.
Like, you're talking about a small waistline. It is the size of something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not chest. We've already had that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feet or butt.
No, it's not anything like that.
By the way, I can still fit my size 32s. Very snugly, but I can do it.
Oh, wow.
That's impressive. Still fit the same earrings that I had in high school.
Is that right? those earring holes have not changed.
Charlie, you take care and thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, guys, for the chance. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we gave you a first hint. So it does have something to do with the size of something.
Yes.
Think about it, and we will add another $101 to the jackpot. So tomorrow morning at 8:15, we're going to be up to $707.
Nice. Make sure you're listening, and good luck. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.
And it's time to be on top of it now, entertainment-wise. And Kim Kardashian just broke her social media silence since reports came out on Friday that she has filed for divorce from Kanye after 6 years of marriage. So yesterday, she posted pictures on Instagram of her and the family celebrating her best friend's birthday. No mention of the divorce, but by the way, together, I mean, this is one expensive divorce. $2.1 billion they are worth.
Ooh.
On a happier note, we've got some baby news to share with you. So Andy Reid's quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and his fiancée, Brittany, they just had their first baby together, a little girl. They named her, and I love this, Sterling Sky Mahomes.
It's beautiful.
Everyone happy and healthy, so that's great news. And as those odds makers, you know, are betting on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby to be name, Princess Eugenie, I know we like to say Eugenie, but it's really Eugenie, she just announced what they named her baby boy. It is a very royal name indeed. August Philip Hawk Brooksbank.
That's awesome.
Philip in honor of Prince Philip, you know, her grandfather.
Yeah.
And he won't be called August. He's going to be called Gus.
But where does the hawk come from?
I don't know what hawk is from.
I don't know.
I
love it.
Kind of cool.
It's like
very
a game.
Very strong name.
Yeah, like a Game of Thrones name,
yes.
Isn't it? Ken Jennings saying farewell to Jeopardy after 6 weeks as the special guest host. I thought he was fabulous. You, Jen?
I'm so glad he was the first one they chose.
Well, he's going to serve as a consulting producer on the show, and I don't think that's going to be the last we see of him as a guest host. Executive producer Mike Richards takes over this week, and then next week, the following week, it's Katie Couric. SNL, Saturday Night Live, is continuing its run of first-time hosts. Nick Jonas will make his hosting debut this coming Saturday.
Nice.
And that's not all. Jen, you're going to love this. He's going to play double duty. He's going to be the musical guest as well.
That's awesome.
He's been busy, as you know. He's currently a coach on The Voice, and his new single, Spaceman, drops in a couple of days on February 25th. And that is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
Well, I wonder if our top fan of the day today is ready for the next round of snow. Tim Bogan.
Tim Bogan.
Of Philadelphia. Congratulations, Tim. You're our top fan. Tim is a huge Flyers fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he stayed up to watch the game against the Bruins last night at Lake Tahoe. It was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful there. Not a beautiful score. The Bruins won 7-3.
But it made me want to visit.
It is gorgeous there. Absolutely.
Gritty had a good time, too.
He did. I think Gritty's going to stay behind a little bit. You know what I mean? It's nicer in Lake Tahoe. Hey guys, you too can be a top fan just by being cool with us on Facebook. Be interactive and have some fun. It's sponsored by our friends over at Mattress Warehouse. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
And it's time to be positive right now with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on a snowy Monday. Hey, at least we are not going through what Texas is, you know, with the freezing temperatures and no heat, no electricity. But this is just a wonderful story. So on Valentine's Day, so we're going back about a week ago, a delivery driver named Chelsea was bringing groceries to a couple in Austin. But her car literally got stuck in their yard in the snow and the ice in that storm, and she could not get out. Mm. So the couple, who both, by the way, just had their COVID vaccines, they said, well, looks like you're staying with us for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so Chelsea actually moved in with them for the next 5 days until they could get her car out. She had Valentine's Day dinner with them and every night up until the past Friday when they finally dug her out and she could drive back home to Houston. But they are now friends for life, bonded for life. Jen, if I was stuck on your lawn, would you take me in?
Would you promise to stop flying your drone? Would you destroy the drone?
It's a deal.
Done.